Kerrang Radio.
Black Veil Brides, welcome to London.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Doing just fine. I think that several members of our band today are kind of dragging a little bit. They had a long night, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to name and shame them?
No, that's all right.
Nothing new. Nothing we're new. Professionals. Nothing
okay.
New.
But for those listening, we've got Andy and we've got Ashley today.
Hi, guys.
All we're
present,
here.
All out present
there,
and correct.
Out
and
there in Radio Land.
I know it's you, Andy, because I've got Kerrang! Magazine.
Oh, you know what it looks like.
Well, that's the deal that I have with James, is that they'll put me on the cover enough times so I can remember what I look like. Because I don't own any mirrors in my house, so it's just...
Well, you're not just on the cover. You are the cover.
I am.
I mean, they can't even fit Kerrang! On there.
They can't. This week, I was the whole cover, which is very cool. Because obviously, being a bagged issue, it's one of those things where they can put kind of the other stuff that they need to have for the magazine on the bag, and then you take it out, and you've got just me in there.
I know. So. It's impressive. Might I say, you got very white teeth.
I do, and that photo especially.
It's very, very impressive. Not a filling in sight.
No, I have never had a cavity.
Well, you see, I'm English and we have awful teeth. I'm sure you probably know this. Ours are mostly yellow.
Sure.
And I've got a lot of fillings. But weren't you an ice hockey player? Shouldn't you have no teeth?
If you look, and this is, again, this is an audio presentation, so it might not be.
It's in the magazine.
Okay, but look at the front cover.
Right.
One tooth is slightly longer than the other. Do you see that?
Oh,
in
that
the
one
front?
There.
Yeah, that one's fake.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's from hockey.
Oh.
I lost a tooth when I was like 12 in hockey, yeah.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you have got amazing teeth. So
I do, but then especially considering the fact that I had one giant tooth from the time I was like 12 until my teeth grew to catch up.
They had to guess how
big it was going to be, so it's slightly longer, but they got pretty close.
So was hockey, was this plan B for you? Was this the alternate career?
I suppose so. I don't think that there was ever really an alternate career. I was good at it. And I don't think I'm probably that great at it now. I haven't played in many years, but I was very good at it.
You were Olympic level, I'm reading.
Like. I was. I played a lot. I mean, we all had things that we did in our lives. And so, because the thing is, it's hard to be a guy in a band when you don't have a band or you can't really facilitate something in the town that you grew up in. So, like, you know, for instance, Ashley was also a really good football player. And also was a graphic designer and did a bunch of stuff. So, I mean, I think we all had alternative career paths, but only because we were biding time until we could really do the one thing that we wanted to do the most.
Okay. I mean, have you got a hockey shirt with beer sack on the back?
I do.
Very cool. I would like that.
Well, being that that's my name,
I know, but I could imagine you being some kind of professional hockey player. I mean, that seems like a hockey player's name.
Sure, it is a very hockey player. It's a very Germanic kind of hockey player name.
Did you ever used to play NHL? NHLPA on the Mega Drive? Was it the Sega Genesis?
Yeah, absolutely. I had the N64. That was the one that
I used to love that game. Yeah. I used to love it. So, how many Kerrang! Front covers have you done now?
I don't know. We were trying to count them yesterday.
We were doing that yesterday to see who has the most Kerrang! Covers. So.
Oh, really?
We're getting up there.
I know. It's quite a few now. Yeah. Very impressive. I mean, there's a lot.
I actually don't know how many we have so far.
Yeah, I think it's been like 8 in the last full year. I don't know. It's hard to keep track.
Well, there's a lot of love, isn't there, from Kerrang! Towards
Black
Veil
Brides.
We've
been so lucky. We've been so fortunate. Honestly, we've always said
the
that...
The fans keep requesting it, too. Yeah. So thank you out there for buying the magazines.
We've always said that Kerrang! Is one of those things that was our first, kind of first place that accepted us in terms of media. So not only with the magazine, but the radio station as well. So we're very thankful to have had that. And again, it's no fluke because, as Ashley just said, we have a very dedicated fan base that buys the magazines and they allow for us to be on the cover of the thing. So it's kind of one hand washes the other.
It does. What I can't believe is that this is now album number 4 because I've been with Kerrang! For 11 years now, so I remember seeing you when you first came out.
We were babies.
Yeah,
Muppet babies of Black Veil Brides.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long ago, but now you're on album number 4. I mean, you're pretty prolific. It seems that way.
Yeah, I mean, we try to... Honestly, it's because we enjoy making records. You know, every time we finish an album, we all go, okay, well, let's take a year off or something. And now we'll tour that, and then we'll take some time off. And then it comes down time to make another album, and we're all ready to do something new. So... we're creative people that like creating things. I mean, more than anything. I mean, it's not as if in this day and age you have a situation where you're making a bunch of money being a rock musician.
True.
So we make music for the love of making music, and we have the opportunity to continue to do that right now. So why not take advantage of the fact that there's a major label that wants to give us enough money to make a record? You know, that's kind of the dream. So we'll keep doing it.
With Bob Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is just incredible. And Rock is actually his name.
Real name.
Right, his real name is Bob Rock, yes.
I mean, born to do it or what?
Yeah. I think it's Bob Jens Rock.
Yeah. He couldn't work in computers, could he?
And not even Robert. I think his name is Bob.
Ah, that's incredible. I've heard he's quite a hard taskmaster.
If you are like a 80s era lazy sort of cliche rock musician who maybe has $1 million and 6 houses and two million cars or whatever, and you don't feel like coming in and doing the work, I can totally understand where Bob might be considered to be a taskmaster. But if you're a bunch of guys that have grown up in an era where you really got to work for everything, and rock music is not the genre where you're getting handed everything, we come in at 10 in the morning, we're there till 3 in the morning. You know, we love to work and to work on our craft. We've never been a band that's, you know, had things come to us easy. We've never been a band that's been the darlings of the media or whatever else. So we work very hard. And in that regard, our association with Bob came together where we both had a common goal. So there was no yelling. There was no fighting. There was no difficulty. We always felt like we were on the same page. We would be there working. And even when we didn't need to be, when Bob's working on something on his own, we would all be there all the time. And a great example of that is that when I recorded the vocals in Vancouver, everyone in the band was there. I mean, Ashley up there, there was nothing left for him to do except maybe do some gang vocal stuff, but everything had been tracked. And so they were there every single day. Everybody in the band wanted to be there because we wanted to be involved in every facet of the record.
It was not a painstaking process by any means. It was so super excitable, man, you know, to work with a legendary producer that, you know, we've always referenced, you know, records that he's done before that we wanted the same tonal value in this one, you know.
Well, it sounds like you had a good team ethic going on this record, more so than previously. Do you think Bob kind of brought that to the party?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that it was certainly the most collaborative effort that we've had. There wasn't ever really a situation where we felt like one or two people were directing something. It really felt like all five of us were involved in every decision and every move that was made.
Fantastic. I also read that this is actually in Kerrang magazine, that you used the mic that Hetfield used on the Black Album.
Yeah, same mic. And
The actual mic, not just the same make and model.
It's the same make and model, not the actual mic. I can't imagine that that one's
isn't that mummified somewhere and just kept.
However,
for prosperity.
We did use the same gear. I mean, we did use the same desk, the same desk that it was mixed on, the same desk it was recorded on. So we did use a lot of the Black Album stuff.
Okay, did the extra kind of het feel? Did that give you a little extra sack, as it were?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, with every vocal take, my beard would grow out a little bit.
And what's different on this new record, you think, for Black Veil Brides in comparison to other ones? I mean, some might say it feels like a more of a traditional kind of rock album than previously. Is that true?
Absolutely. I also just think it's a more cohesive, better feeling record for us. So I think that shows in a lot of ways. When the band is in turmoil or has resentments, it's very hard to create something that feels like a true representation or a definitive sound. What we were able to have the opportunity to do by virtue of working with Bob is really come together and make something that we were very excited about. All that together led to what I believe is the most mature and interesting and certainly most classically heavy record that we've ever done. But also the lyrics are much more introspective, and the lyrical content, it lays a lot more into things that aren't quite so call to arms or whatever. It's a lot more dealing with the reality of life as opposed to, you know, fighting against this and that. That doesn't mean that it's not hopeful and that there aren't anthems on the record. It's just that we wanted to do something that was a bit more shooting from the hip, so to speak. So I think all that combined is what really makes this record something that's different.
Well, I think it's going to win you more fans, certainly new fans as well.
Well, that would be great. I don't necessarily know that was the intention. I mean, we're the kind of band that makes the music that we want to make, and if people want to listen to it and enjoy it, that's the greatest thing that could happen, but we certainly don't pander. We didn't make a record to make new fans or convert people that didn't like us. We made a record with the hope that people will enjoy it, and if that makes someone a new fan, then by all means, please join the party. We'd love to have them. It's something that, you know, we're proud to involve people in, and we're certainly a community. But we're not salesmen, you know. Yep. We're not trying to go door to door and tell people why they should listen to us.
I mean, you have very impassioned fans, don't you? Really, really hardcore, really, really serious. And then also on the flip side of that, from what I see looking, you know, in from the outside, you've also got, for want of a better word, you've got your haters as well. I mean, is that difficult to deal with, or?
It becomes more difficult to talk about, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. about the detractors and stuff. Like,
It seems like that's a large topic of conversation. And no offense against your question or whatever. It's just that it's a fairly common thing. And it seems like, you know, we're 5 years in. to being a popular band in any way, you know, and certainly something where it just sort of feels like it's the story of 2011.
I know. It annoys me, to be honest. Yeah. You know,
more. I've seen
it,
our
so.
Demographic grow and stuff. It just leaps and bounds from age ranges and different genres of people who like different types of music.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also something that's personally frustrating to me because I hear both sides of the fence every single day from people in terms of press things. I get people telling me, Andy, when are you going to calm down? Everybody likes you. You have this defense complex, and why are you always on everybody's butt about things and blah, blah, blah. And then inversely, I get people that go, you know, everybody hates you. How do you feel about that? So I don't know. It's very difficult to maintain any level of, like, I don't know what the hell to say anymore. Yeah, it's like, yeah. I can't really respond to it.
I blame the internet. Keyboard sure. warriors everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? But by the internet, you know, it's like, it's a double-edged sword because the positivity that comes from social media for us is something that's been such a godsend in terms of building our band.
Yeah.
But we don't subscribe to the idea that, you know, the more disliked you are, the more well-liked you are. It seems silly. And a lot of bands do that. They go, oh, haters make me famous. And at least they're talking about me. To me, it's like if someone spends their entire day telling you about how shitty somebody is, yes, you might be curious about them, but you're probably going to go, well, that person sounds pretty shitty, though. Like, it's not, you don't go, wow, that's a really cool situation. Like, I'm really excited about meeting that guy that you've literally slagged off the entire day.
There's usually jealousy attached to it anyway, I find.
But maybe there is sometimes. Maybe people just don't like you, though. Like, yeah, I don't believe that everybody that says that they dislike Black Veil Brides is jealous. I believe that some people genuinely don't like us, and that's okay, because I probably don't like them either.
And you have got so many people that like you and love you.
Right.
And, you know, and that'll be evident when the record comes out and when you have the UK tour as well, which is upcoming.
Right. It's all about the positivity, because for us, you know, kind of having a jumping off point where we made such a record that we've had so much fun as a band, we're excited about saying how great the record is and how proud we are of it, and then going on tour with it and spending time, you know, playing shows every single night to an audience of people who actually enjoy seeing us play. So the theme of this record, and certainly the theme of us doing any press around this record, has been the positivity of it, and not I'm the guy who yells at people and flips them off.
Good.
There'll be plenty of that, though, if they still want that. Yeah, I can always do that. We'll do a 5-minute increment at the show every night.
So we're going to get a whole bunch of the new stuff from the new album on the forthcoming tour, you know?
Sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're going to get...
It's already in the set list.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to it. So when does that start? It's early part of October, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it's October 2nd.
So. Yeah. Is it worth you going home?
We have to do some music videos.
Music videos, man.
Oh, that's the
plan. We haven't even started yet. So.
Oh, okay. So we got a music video for the first single.
Doing two videos at once.
The next one,
Oh, are you?
Yeah, just given the schedule that we have for touring, we don't get home until just before Christmas, so that doesn't really allow for us to have much time to shoot a second video for what you would presume to be the second single in a record cycle. So the logistics is we're discussing the logistics of record making right now.
Okay,
you need to have a second video prepared for the second half of the cycle, and so we don't. We already know what that single is going to be, and so we're filming that video now. And also, we all like the way our hair looks right now, so it's good.
I'm just kidding.
That goes back into the question of we were joking yesterday. That's kind of an inside joke, but I was saying literally in an interview yesterday that one of the most nauseating questions that we ever receive is when people say things along the lines of, like, how long does it take you to do your hair or makeup or whatever? Yeah. And I was saying, I was just saying that. You know, I just think that that's, you know, such a weird cop-out in terms of if you're going to, like, interview us, it just seems kind of silly. And literally the next question is if they had not listened to me. but how long does it take you to do your hair?
Like, come on.
That's not why we're here, man.
So you've got the videos to come. Are they linked? Do you storyboard them yourselves? Do you get
in that? We've been back and forth with the director, Patrick Fogarty, and our art director, Richard Villa, who's done our art for all of our record covers and stuff. And we're heavily involved in the process, but they work out and flesh out a lot of the details in terms of location scouting and everything else. And then we get emails of breakdowns of ideas for the script and storyboards and everything else. So, I mean, we really are involved heavily, though, in the process.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing the videos, and we look forward to the tour as well in October. It's going to be cracking. Hopefully, I can get down to one of the dates. Do you know anyone that can get me in?
I think so.
Do you reckon?
We're talking to them, I think.
Getting on the guest list.
Know some guys.
Fantastic. Listen, guys, it's been a pleasure.
Great. Thanks so much, man.
All right. Hey! Kerrang Radio.